Life and Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Real quick, Matt, do you think that Republican candidates across this country, after what happened on the vote in Kansas, might just walk away from their real, real strong pro-life stances? And the reason I'm saying this is I don't think they're going to want to talk about it. And I think if you got them to tell the truth off the record, they would have wished that the Supreme Court would have stayed away from this until after the midterms, because they drew almost a million people out in the last midterm. I know a little about the state. My oldest daughter lives in Kansas City. And she told me 2 weeks ago they were pretty sure it was going to win, but no one thought this decisively. I mean, even in the hinterlands outstate, it wasn't too popular, of course, you know. But I just think that they're going to run from that issue, too, and they're not even going to want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's a good insight. And here's the deal. I think that what the Supreme Court did was seen as so radical. You know, in Kansas, and a lot of people don't like kind of radical changes shoved down their throat. And I think most people, I mean, look, who likes abortion? Nobody likes abortion. But on the other hand, for doctors to worry about being prosecuted as felons and for women not being able to choose their own bodies, it's easy for somebody who isn't pregnant or for a man to say something. But, you know, when you're faced with it yourself, especially with health issues, who knows? And so I think you're right. And I'll tell you, there's some evidence to what you just said, Dick. And down in Florida, DeSantis is comes across as a right-wing nut on many things, on the pandemic, on vaccines, and on goofy things. And I don't want him near the presidency. But on abortion, he's silent. He's absolutely silent. And he has not tried to ram through his mischief in the legislature on that. And I think that what you're saying is exactly right. I mean, people, not just polling, but in focus groups around the country, a lot of people go, well, that wouldn't be my choice, but I'm not going to tell a woman what to do with her own body. And I'm not going to have OBGYNs worry about a felony prosecution and making medical decisions if a woman's life or health is in danger. I mean, I'm just not. And that goes on. And then, you know, you had Governor Evers come out and he said he would pardon or commute any sentence of any doctor or anybody under that 1849 law that outlawed abortion, which is great, except that if you're an OBGYN and you have a very good record and you're a resident and you decide, I can go to Milwaukee or Chicago. And in Milwaukee, they go, well, you may be prosecuted, but the governor will spring you from the penitentiary. I got news for you. I got news for you. Guy's going to go to Chicago. I mean, you know, what? Okay, so he's going to pay, or his insurer will pay fairly large legal fees to get him acquitted in a jury trial, which he would. And you have a governor now, but how long can we say there will definitely be a Democratic governor? I mean, I think there will through 2028, but I mean, and so guy goes, well, you know, do I need this? You know, frankly, do I need this? And in Kansas, there was a doctor, and this is, I think, 10 years ago, who provided abortions, you know, for women who had health needs. And he was assassinated. He was assassinated in his own church. He was an usher in his church. And he's standing there, guiding people to the pews. A guy comes in, guns him down. I'm not kidding. Not kidding. He's not the only one either. So when you have that degree of zealotry, I think you're right. I mean, I think that people in the Republican Party, the candidates are going to go, you know, maybe there's other things I can talk about. And the Democrats, I think, are going to be skillful about it, but you got to be a little careful. If that's your only issue, people get it. People get that the right wing of the Republican Party tries to ram through stuff like they did in Kansas. They get that. And they get it that the Democratic Party is freedom-oriented and liberty-oriented on that issue and a lot of issues. However, if you keep discussing the details of abortion and all of that, people get turned off very quickly. So what I would say is, it's really a question of personal liberty. It's a question of, do you control your own body? And a lot of people would say, well, you know, I don't like abortion, but I am not controlling somebody else's body. I mean, we're a we're a country that believes in liberty. So, yeah, very, very good point. I want to come back to Wisconsin briefly. Another judge has imposed attorney's fees as a sanction on Gableman. This one, Frank Remington, assessed $163,000 in penalties that the taxpayers are going to pay. Valerie Bailey Wren, another judge in Dane County, assessed more than $90,000. Together, it's over $250,000, over $250,000 for taxpayers to pay. The lawyer representing Gableman charges $450 an hour. An hour. That is what you are going to pay. You've already paid over $1 million. Gableman is the guy who in court, Judge Remington, a very well-known judge over there, he made fun of him. There was a female lawyer on the other side. He insulted her, and he said that Remington was a female lawyer with a beard. That's what he said to the judge. And he refused to answer questions. The judge said, all right, tell me what you did to get your fee. He said, I'm not going to tell you. Called him a lady lawyer with a beard. And then he went through this weird pantomime where he pretended in kind of a, you know, come into my chambers, my, you know, like my chickadee type thing. He didn't say my chickadee, but what is this? What is this? Why are we paying for this? And they found no fraud. No fraud. He charged tens of thousands of dollars to sit in the New Berlin Library on a public computer Googling elections because he said he didn't know anything about elections. What is this? What is this? This is the Republican Party is what this is. You're out there. You think you're a Republican. Think again. Think again. The Republican Party, backed up by Republican judges, has said that taxpayers' money is essentially a bank account that the Republicans can dip into for political purposes and spend whatever they need. I don't think it's right, by the way, for the taxpayers to pay for fines for misconduct. That's a little too far. I don't even think they should pay for attorney's fees. They certainly shouldn't pay $450 an hour to a guy named James Bopp, that's his name, representing Gableman. But the purpose of penalties, sanctions, is to punish. Taxpayers didn't do anything wrong. Gableman did something wrong. Voss did something wrong. Republican Party did something wrong because they didn't produce documents when they were ordered to, and it turns out they destroyed them. The sanction should be against the conduct, the person responsible for the conduct. That is Gableman, Voss, and the Republican Party. But what they should have done was these judges said, put an order that said the taxpayers can't pay it. You will pay it. It's assessed against you personally. Assessed against you personally. They didn't do that. Okay. They didn't do it. You're on the hook for over 250 grand for penalties for misconduct. And there's not a nicer way to say it. Okay, I'm going to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, you ever wonder why a 70-year-old conservative from Sussex likes to listen to you? I learn from you. I really do. I don't agree with everything you say, but I learn from you. Things that I'll never hear on other stations. So then I kind of weigh it out, and I say, oh, okay, you know, this is, yeah, I agree with that. Oh, no, I think he's way off, and he's biased against Republicans, which is true, which is fine, because I'm just the opposite of you, you know, and I respect the fact that, you know, you're a Democrat, and you think that we're all nuts, you know, the Republicans. But I do got good news for you. You always like to hear good news. And the good news is Ron Johnson is now going to vote for funding the veterans for the burning pits. I don't know if you heard that, but he's changed his vote. You know, he thinks it's going to be a good idea. They got the money to do it. So that's the good news. Now, the other thing, which I'm happy because these veterans deserve it, and I thank you for your service, all the years you spent. I think it was in the Navy, you said. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But
no, that's right.
I thank you for, because right, you talk about it a lot, and that's good. So I do appreciate the fact that you were taking care of me while I was in high school, and you know, as a youngster. I think you're a couple years older than me, you know. They had the lottery numbers in 1969 and 1970 and 71 when I was available. So I got lucky I didn't get nailed, and whatever. Now, but the reason I'm calling is, what do you think about what's going down in Racine with these drive-around collection boxes for votes? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, okay, well, Gary, first of all, everybody, Gary is he's a principal conservative, and I respect that, and I welcome principal conservatives calling into this show, because through that kind of advocacy both ways, you get to the truth. And so two things I want to say, and Gary, we're coming up on a break, so if I don't finish before the break, I'll finish after the break. First of all, with Ron Johnson on the veterans bill, the burn pit bill, it is true. He has now announced that he's changed his mind and that he will now vote for it. And so have many other Republicans. And Gary, but one reason was veterans had camped out in the Senate corridor. And there was one guy, this is really sad, is lying there hooked up to oxygen. The guy's lying on the floor. The Senate hooked up to oxygen. And because we control the Senate, the Democrats, Schumer let them stay. Moscow Mitch would not have let them stay. So Johnson and these guys had to walk down the hall stepping over a guy lying there with oxygen who'd been in combat in Afghanistan and who had been subject to, you know, had COPD, and he had, I don't know if he had the lung cancer, but, you know, your lungs are real thin material, membrane. You don't repair a lung. You can have a lung transplant. But these guys who are exposed to toxic chemicals, and they're supported by the Vietnam vets because in Vietnam they were subject to Agent Orange. And my wife taught a kid in school, had no arms because his father had been exposed to Agent Orange. And when I served, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt's son was in our division. And then he transferred to the Marines and he went over and he got Agent Orange. And I think he got killed. So the Republicans have changed. I'm glad to see that. I will talk about the vans in Racine after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I know this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where